In this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, we're talking about the angle of your camera and how it affects the way that you look on camera and how your message is received by your viewers. So if you're interested in how to look better on camera and want to understand the psychological meanings of camera placement, then this is the episode for you. Roll the bumper. G'day guys, my name is Bruce Garrett and I'm the owner of Ginger Beard Media. We're a video production company based in Perth, Western Australia, and you're tuning into an episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business. As the title suggests, we're all about teaching business owners how to shoot and use video in their business. We're on YouTube, we're a Facebook group, we're a podcast. So if that sounds like something of interest to you, then follow along, subscribe, like, and comment, and all those wonderful social requirements, and we'll hopefully give you some free advice as to how best to shoot video for your business. Now, the first thing I'm going to mention about this episode is that it is a little more visual. So if you are one of our podcast listeners, it might be better to jump onto our website or head to social media to watch the video version of this episode. I will, however, leave a link in the description if you want to do that. Now, enough with this disclaimer and on with the episode. In our Facebook group, Swanika, and I hope that I'm pronouncing your name correctly, mentioned that she was struggling with the angle of her camera in her videos. And so in today's episode, I wanted to break down what different camera angles will do to both the look of your video and you as a presenter, as well as the psychological message that your viewer receives when they're watching your video. Now, to put this into extreme ends of the spectrum, we've got three main positions that your camera could be placed into. Above, where the camera sits above you or your presenter and you have to look up to look into the camera. Below, where you or your presenter sits above the camera and the camera looks up to you. And neutral, the middle of the two extremes, where the camera and you sit on the same plane. Now let's start with the above angle, where the camera is looking down on the subject. This can make the subject feel beneath the viewer and we, the viewer, are towering over them. You may notice the technique being used in films where someone feels powerless to the situation that they're in.
Who are you?
Dobby, sir.
Dobby the house elf.
Let's finish this the way we started it.
Together!
It can also make your presenter look short, and annoyingly, if you're trying to shoot this way, it brings more of the floor into view, which may mean that you need to tidy it up a bit. But on the positive, it does tend to hide the presenter's chin, and it may explain why those selfie Instagram people often hold the camera up above them as they take their photo.
But first, let me take a selfie.
With the below angle, and this is where the camera is looking up at the viewer, this can make the subject feel powerful. At Ginger Beard Media, we typically use this angle if we want our subject to feel more powerful, more hero-esque. So if you watch our videos often around fitness, then we'll often shoot with a low angle shooting up to make the subject feel more powerful. And this can translate into your business videos as well. Having a camera shoot upwards can make your subject feel more powerful. So if the subject is you, then it provides more of a reassuring feeling that the presenter is more knowledgeable about the subject that they're talking about. Unfortunately, from a looks perspective, having the camera below you shooting upwards can potentially create more jaws and chins as you look over the camera. Laptop webcams are a prime example of when this happens. And finally, our mid-range point is where the camera is level to the presenter. This makes us feel equal. We're on the same level, both physically with the camera and psychologically. So what should you pick and why for your next business video? Well, the first thing to note here is that we've shown extremes. There is obviously so much range between them. And for videos where you're presenting, we'd never expect you to be at either end of those ranges. In videos for your business, I'd expect you to be using a subtle use of an angle. For most business videos, keeping the camera at a neutral position is going to help message your video correctly, that you're approachable and that you're on the same level as your viewer, who you're typically going to hope is your target market. You may also find a slight low angle, so where the camera tilts up towards you, just gives viewers a bit more confidence in the knowledge that you're providing. I wanted to quickly also talk about sitting versus standing when you present on camera. This is a really simple, small thing, but it can make a big difference to the way that you look on camera. Sitting is often the chosen method of recording. After all, it's easier and we're probably more likely to be able to find somewhere to perch the camera on of a similar height if you don't have a tripod. You should really invest in a tripod. But the problem with sitting and presenting is that it doesn't really help our position or the way that we look on camera. Our midlines are crushed. That means that one, we're more likely to get stomach rolls. And two, it crushes our vocal capacity down, so it's going to affect the way that we sound on camera. I mean, there's a reason that I have a table in front of me when I present these sitting down videos, and when was the last time that you saw a choir sit down to sing? By standing, our stomach is instantly flattened out and we'll be able to better audibly present. So maybe consider which one to choose when you next go to record a video. So there you have it, my thoughts around angles for your camera and your next business video, the highs and the lows, and how you can change the angle to look better. As ever, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of How to Shoot Video. I hope it's been useful. If it has, consider chucking us a like or a thumbs up. And why not subscribe or follow us for more episodes? We're currently releasing free information twice a week because we might as well do something useful during these COVID times. Thanks for joining us, and I will see you in the next episode. Gingerbeard Media. Get on, beard.